up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. Welcoming back Kate. Kate, glad to have you with us this week.
Good to be back. I missed you all last week.
Next, we got Pete. Pete, how's your week going?
It's going really good, except my back hurts.
I'm sorry.
No.
Not fun getting old, is it?
No.
And we got Steve. Steve, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, enjoying that sunny Seattle weather.
For like, what, the 3 days out of the year the sun shines?
Well, we'll see. 2 days ago, it was cold and rainy, so.
Yeah, fair enough. Guys, if you have not already, please like, subscribe, share. We got some fun shows coming up. We got some vault shows coming up. We're going to be looking at the Marvel show that's coming. So, but tonight's show was picked by Steve and backed up by Kate. It is 2001's Princess Diaries. Features Anne Hathaway and Julie Andrews. Anne Hathaway is a girl who doesn't really fit in her high school in San Francisco. And her grandma shows up to say that your dad was actually a prince, and so therefore you are the next in line for the throne. And it's all about how she struggles with becoming the queen, becoming whether or not she wants to take that role on. And then by the end, spoiler alert, she does decide to become the princess of Genovia, which is a little made-up country. Probably they basically put it where Andorra is, because they said it was between France and Spain. So, but that's Princess Diaries, in a really short version of Princess Diaries. So, my first question is this a princess movie? So, as Disney people, you guys, we've talked about this. Is this a princess movie? Pete, I'm going to start with you.
Well, I would say, is the main character a princess? Yes. So I think it's a princess movie. I don't know. I mean, it's not your typical singing songs and finding true love and all that kind of stuff movie, but I think it's a movie about a princess. So sure. Steve?
Yeah, it's a princess movie. But I mean, not like animated princess movie, but it's still a princess movie. I know that we were chatting of the similarities between this and Pretty Woman. A lot of connections.
Same director. Several of the lines, they even use the same lines. Like the when she breaks the glass, this happens all the time. That's the same guy who in Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts shoots the snail shell to. And he says, it happens all the time. So, this is not a princess movie. I'm sorry. This is not a princess movie at all. This is you can call it a coming of age story. You can call it I hate this term, but an ugly duckling story. I really hate that term. And you will find out why later. But
it's more of a beautiful girl with bad hair gets nice hair and is now really beautiful.
I'm going to hold off on my comments on that.
Okay.
But no, this is not a princess movie, especially by any kind of Disney standards. This is really not any kind of a princess movie. And I don't care that there's no songs. She's not a princess. She's not a princess until like the last 3 minutes.
If that.
No, she's a princess the whole time. By definition, she is born of a prince.
She refuses to accept that she is a princess for the last 3 minutes.
She does. She. I don't think you get to turn down being a princess.
She could have. She could have.
Yeah. No, she could have turned down the throne. She still would have been a princess.
Kate, which side are you falling on?
I too lean toward it's not a princess movie. If this came out in 2001, depending on when it came out in the year, I was either in eighth grade or ninth grade. Yes, I was either in eighth grade or ninth grade.
About in July, so in the middle.
Okay, so if it came out in 2001 in July, then I was in eighth grade.
Going into ninth.
Well, no. Wait, because 9/11 happened.
What grade were you in when 9/11 happened?
I was in eighth grade.
So you were a middle school girl.
I was, yeah, yes. I loved this movie. So it's hard for me because this is a coming of age movie that I came of age with. So I don't see it as a princess movie. I see it as a girl who I didn't have great hair because I didn't know how to do my hair as a middle schooler or high schooler. Literally, I wore my hair in a ponytail every single day because I didn't have a straightener or curling iron. I didn't know. So I saw it more as a girl who felt super awkward learning how to use her voice and learning how to stand up to the bullies because I hadn't learned to do that yet. So I think I see it from like a different perspective because of how old I was when this movie came out.
And let's face it, you were the target audience.
Yeah, for sure.
Because she was, 15, 16 in the movie, and you would have been about 14 going on 15
because she didn't have her driver's license yet.
Right.
Her learner's permit.
Now, this is actually one of the few where she was actually only 17 when she did the movie. So she was only like 2 years older than she played, which if you look at some of those movies, a lot of times they're a lot older playing high schoolers, and we're not even going to get started about Grease. But so she is, I mean, she flunks twice, she gets held back twice. She could have been where she was in school.
Sure.
So, and Steve and I are both going, yeah, we know those kind of kids. So okay. Guys, Mia was treated very poorly by a lot of people. Who treated her the best? Who treated Mia the best of this movie? Kate.
Joe did. He respected
Yes.
He respected her boundaries when she didn't want to talk about certain things, but he also, when Lily was giving her such a hard time in the car about whatever it was, he very politely and kindly reminded her of the Eleanor Roosevelt quote that
someone else should not have the power to make you feel bad about yourself.
Essentially. And he's the one who went and he was like, she's going to run. And he's the one who went and found her. And he, I think her mom did the best she could, but Joe was treated her just so respectfully, so kindly, and never made her feel small or never spoke to her when she wasn't doing well in princess lessons. But even when Julie Andrews looked at Joe and said, do you think she can do it? And he was said, like, I've never had a doubt. Yeah. It just the way that he cared about her. Pete, what do you think?
That was what I was going to say, so I'll say something else. I mostly liked how her mom treated her, except I have such a problem with the conceit of this movie that you would not tell your child this. Even under the assumption, like the assumption at the beginning is, oh, I was going to tell you when you turn 18 or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, this is a big thing. First of all, why are you not visiting your father at all? I mean, I don't understand.
What exactly was the relationship with her father? Was he back in Genovia?
Yes, he was back in Genovia as the prince. That's what they were implying. He's back in Genovia as the prince. They at one point said he sends her gifts every year for her birthday.
It's like every year for her birthday type thing. Yeah.
So, I mean, he's in some level of communication with her. She knew he had died, but like the fact that he never visited, that the mom never. I didn't like that right from the start. But beyond that, I thought the mom was very good in all of this, in handling the situation and encouraging her to make her own decisions and things like that. So it was beyond that initial thing. I thought it was a very well done mother role, as opposed to just being like someone that was harshly critical or like just a ditz that is no help at all. I thought it was a pretty good balance there. So I'm putting her in second after Joe. So Steve, what about you?
Joe would be number one, but if we're going for number two, I'd see actually her friend Lily would be number two. I mean, because even with everything that was going on, Lily was not treated very nicely at points, but in the end, sort of stuck with her friend, you know, worked things out. I felt like the mother I'd put lower because did tell your daughter, hey, you're a princess. And sort of at points was pushing her of you have to do this. Where Joe the entire time was, you do what you need to do. I'd say Joe number one, Lily number two.
The only thing with Lily that where there was a certain point right before Mia told her she was a princess, that she was getting like really nasty towards her in a way that like you don't do that to your friend, especially when she didn't really at that point she hadn't done anything to deserve it. Now later on she blows off the interview or whatever, at that early part I was like, oh, this is really mean for the things she's saying as a friend. And then once she finds out she's a princess, all of a sudden, oh no, this is great and everything, which I found a little.
But that's preteen and teen girls. I see it all the time.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, no, they turn on each other on a dime for sure.
So maybe Kay could say more, but as a teacher, I see that a lot.
No, it's true.
As a teacher, yeah, the middle school girls are the worst about turning on each other and using their words to hurt each other.
It all comes from a place of insecurity and fear of their own. But yeah, they're mean. Girls are mean. Go ahead, Derek.
I'm going to tell you who is not treat her the best. Julie Andrews was not a nice person in this movie at all. Even like the last 5 minutes where she said, well, you know what? Maybe just, you know, let's go, you know, into the, you know, let's go show me San Francisco. And no, too little, too late. I'm sorry. It's no. Obviously I love how Joe treated her. I actually also loved how Lily's brother treated her, as in he never treated her any differently. Never treated her differently because she was a princess.
Actually that's very true. I mean, he was a pretty minor character till towards the end, but you're right. He actually like treated her well the whole time. I mean, he kind of had a crush on her.
He had a crush on her, quote unquote, but he didn't care. This is still Mia. And yes, Mia was, and I don't blame him for being mad at her when he blew her off to go out with this other guy and then asks favors for fixing her car at free labor, which we all know, those of us who have had cars fixed know how much that was actually worth. So, I would say a lot of people did not treat her well. I would say Charlotte, the Queen's attaché, or the gal who runs the Queen's schedule.
And yeah.
She treated Mia fine.
Yeah.
To me, treat the best is probably whatever ends up being the boyfriend, which how we go from that to what she does in Princess Diaries 2 is rather it's a rather quick. Now, again, Steven, I see this all the time.
Were we supposed to watch Princess Diaries 2?
No, we were not supposed to watch Princess Diaries 2, but I have seen it. And yeah, so Okay. Last question on this is actually that goes to the topic. Was it an enjoyable watch? Kate is the defender of the faith. I'm going to let you go first.
Yes. Yes. I enjoyed this movie. I'm bummed because one of my favorite quotes I thought was in the first one, but apparently my favorite Princess Diaries quote is in the second movie, which was really a bummer. Yeah, I enjoy this movie. But again, do I enjoy this movie because it's a good movie, or do I enjoy this movie because of the nostalgia that it brings up? Because I love Mandy Moore. Mandy Moore is one of my favorite actresses. And just because I know she, well, I don't know, no, because I don't know her, but in other movies and shows, she portrays such a kind character. To watch her play such an unkind character, like when you balance this with A Walk to Remember, it's like polar differences. So, and like Sandra Oh was in this, and this was before Grey's Anatomy. Eric Von Denton, who was in every Teen Beat magazine because he was so cute.
And he was Sid.
And he was Sid. But in Eric Von Denton, he was also in a couple Disney Channel originals,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, it just had this all-star cast. Anne Hathaway was just so relatable. Like, just her feeling uncomfortable in her own body and feeling quiet and feeling like a nerd and having it just, and it just screamed the late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah, if this movie was on, I would stop what I was doing to watch it. Even if it was just for a little bit, I would watch where this movie was. I think Julie Andrews is flawless. I loved it. Pete, go ahead.
Well, since I'm not answering the question of is this a good movie? I'm answering the question of did I enjoy watching it? Yes, I enjoyed watching it. I think there is a lot of good actors. I've used this before on movies that I found kind of middling. It was a charming movie. Anne Hathaway is really, I mean, this was like really her first role.
It was her least, first.
Yeah. Wow. And like, she has such a, like, you can see why she kept going after this, because she really has a wonderful quality, both comedic and dramatic and everything like that. Julie Andrews, you know, you could watch her, you know, doing a crossword puzzle out loud and it would entertain you. Hector Elizondo is great. As you said, there's a lot of little character actors throughout this movie that are entertaining. So yes, I was entertained by this movie. I don't think I've ever seen it, to be honest. I certainly was aware of it, but I'm not sure I ever saw it. My daughter was not born yet when this came out, so I certainly didn't go see it in the theaters when I was a roughly 30-year-old man. And I don't remember ever watching. My daughter didn't remember seeing it, so I don't think we ever watched it. So yeah, I enjoyed it. Steve?
That I think that's the big question. Was it enjoyable? Yes. Of sort of like a fluff movie. I could see it. It was on and I was too lazy to change the channel of having it play in the background. I had some issues with it. I don't know those questions are coming up, but
I'm curious.
It was enjoyable.
First, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Derek?
No. And because of probably, Steve, some of the same issues you had. One, I am so sick of high school stereotypes. Try something different, people. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But can we talk about the image shaming that they do to Mia?
Yeah.
I mean, just because she gets her hair done and her eyebrows plucked and some makeup, all of a sudden she's super likable and has the confidence to be a princess. What's wrong with a princess with curly hair and glasses? I happen to know several of those ladies, and they would make excellent princesses without straight hair. Plus, let's face it, if you have naturally curly hair, that hair is never going to stay straight. But I just, those were a couple of things I just couldn't get past as we were going. again, I know I was not the target audience for this.
Was that a wig she was wearing for the first half of the movie?
It was. Yeah, it was. It was.
That couldn't have been her hair.
No, it was a big hairpiece. Yeah. But just how all of a sudden she started respecting all these people that were treating her nasty, and how all of a sudden that the fact, I think the image shaming is actually probably one of the things that bothered me the most. Just how she has to look good in order to be happy or in order to be acceptable.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll say, like, I caught on to that, but it's done so frequently in movies and often much worse than this. I guess maybe that's why it didn't bother me so much. I mean, maybe if, you know, my daughter being 22, maybe if she was still 14 and we were watching it, I would have been more annoyed with that. But I kind of like, you know, that's what movies have done for ages, you know? And I mean, you know, maybe they're a little more aware of it nowadays, but I don't think that much more. So,
yeah. And it's just one of those where if you're putting her up to be a go find yourself, go think of other people, princess, you know, growth, why did her look have to change? And I'm sorry, knowing middle school and high school, because she probably, if she's playing a 15, 16 year old, she's a freshman into sophomore year. I don't see, it will be awfully surprising if she doesn't continue to backslide some with, just because it takes a long time for someone to make the big change from super conservative and withdrawn to super confident. Does that make sense?
Yes. Really? But I think that was my concerns. I felt like her portrayal before the change was not consistent. Like, she was really awkward, like that student that you see is trying to figure out the social situations. And then other times it was like, you're pretty well put together and you're not showing that awkwardness. So it was not like this consistency. I think it's really sort of stood out for me sometimes.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like,
you're not wearing the wig now.
Yeah. Or like her with the rock climbing.
Yes.
How all of a sudden she's super confident doing the rock climbing, which can't happen. If it's the one thing she feels really confident about is the rock climbing and the athletic ability. But if she's that confident about the rock climbing and the athletic ability, to show her that unavailable in her all of the PE classes is.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Because if she's going to Colorado to find real rocks and real mountains to go climb, but yet she can't kick a ball.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
a really that bothered me. Point. If you can't hit the ball, you fail.
Yeah, well, that whole thing was just, yeah.
That would have bugged me as a teenager, because as a nerd who was bad at gym, I never was threatened with failing gym, but like,
no, me either.
To threaten someone that they're going to fail gym because they're not good at it is, I did have that happen in art class.
Really?
Yes. The only C I ever got in ever was in art.
Oh, mine was in geometry.
My wife's only B throughout her entire high school. Through entire high school or college career was racquetball. And I will say, sure. But yeah, so obviously some things we liked about the movie, some things we didn't necessarily like about the movie. If you're a Julie Andrews fan, watch 2, because 2 is such... The Julie Andrews we see the last 5-10 minutes is the Julie Andrews that is in Princess Diaries 2. So, okay.
I still thought she was really good in this, though, because...
Yes, she was good as a not that nice person.
Right, but she had the reason for it in that she was trying to be strict with this girl to turn her into a princess. And... yeah, sure, in 2025, we can't be strict with anybody anymore, and we have to coddle them. But in 2001, I think that was more accepted, that someone is being strict with somebody.
See, I think there's a difference between being strict and being mean.
That's fair.
I don't think she was ever mean. I didn't get that. There were certainly people being mean in this movie for sure, but I didn't think that
some of the comments that she made were sarcastic enough, or just that little something about, you know, taming that, you know, tame. And I don't remember what the lines were.
Well, that's true, because she was like, the ears are acceptable.
So mean is not necessarily the right word, but
yeah.
Okay. We have done favorite Julie Andrews movies before. We did it when we did Mary Poppins. I know the sample size is a whole lot, potential movies are a whole lot smaller, but favorite Anne Hathaway movie. Steve.
Devil Wears Prada, probably. That first one comes to my mind. I was looking like through her list of movies, and I think that's the one that stands out the most. Okay.
Is that your favorite, your favorite movie of hers, or is that her favorite role that she played?
Oh.
But no, and I'm just curious.
It'd probably be both. Look at the other ones, like Les Mis. No, sorry. And didn't she win the Oscar for that or something?
Yeah, she did.
So
she did. No, which was,
I mean,
dumb
as a movie. Did not like that. I'd rather see the stage production. So I'd say Devil Wears Prada.
Okay. I will admit, looking at her movie list, I don't like most of them, to be perfectly honest. She's especially lately, she's been in a lot of not great movies.
He's really, like, the last like 8 years really been like almost absent from big movies. It's weird.
Yeah, but the last she did the Batman movies, or at least the last
just the one. She was Catwoman.
She was Catwoman.
Yeah.
She did The Intern, and she did Ocean's 8. But other than that, I don't recognize hardly any of the movies that she has.
Well, that's what I'm saying. After Ocean's 8, which was like 2018, something like that.
18, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's done almost not. Now, I know she took some time off and had a kid, so that, you know, certainly not going to blame her for that, but I'm surprised how little there is there.
Yeah. I would say for me, it's probably Ocean's 8, which is definitely not as good as either 11 or 13 of the original Ocean's movie. Okay, I say the original Ocean's movies, the ones with George Clooney, not the ones with Frank Sinatra.
Right.
Right.
So for me, it's probably Ocean's 8. Mm. Kate?
Well, this is why we like being on a platoon where we can all have different opinions, because I was going to say Les Mis.
I could have called that one.
Princess Diaries 2 is actually probably my favorite. But when many of the performances in Les Mis were quite underwhelming, I'm looking at you.
Russell Crowe.
I'm looking at you, Russell Crowe.
That's like Pierce Brosnan and Mamma Mia. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. It is like that.
Her performance was so moving to me. Also, knowing that they did the part where they shave her hair in that was one take, in they shaved it in real time. And knowing that she had gone from doing The Devil Wears Prada and Princess Diaries to this heavy. And I agree, Steve, I would also rather see it in person. Les Mis is my favorite show. It's so good. It's so sad, but it's so good. I would much rather see it in person, but I felt that she did this role justice. So I will say Les Mis. Pete, have you gone?
No.
Okay. No. Pete, go.
You know, I'm going to actually say probably not one of her higher rated movies, but I liked her in The Intern with Robert De Niro, or I guess yes. Robert De Niro is technically the lead in that. But it's kind of a little bit of a switch up from The Devil Wears Prada in that she's the boss and Robert De Niro's the intern. But I thought it was a more like, it was a very realistic performance by her. And it's actually a pretty good movie.
It's a decent movie.
Yeah. And so I really liked her performance in that. I also, a little shout out, I mean, it's a voice performance, but I liked her in Rio.
Yeah.
which was the Blue Parrot movie that wasn't a Disney movie. You know, it's again just a voice performance, but I thought she played that role very, very. She did very good voice acting in that. I think that's the only real voice acting she's done is in those two Rio movies. I don't like the second one very much.
There's a couple other small ones, but for the most part, yeah. She was also in the Tim Burton Alice in Wonderland.
Ugh,
she was the White Queen.
Yeah, that was not great.
No, those were terrible. So, okay. Any other comments about Princess Diaries? I almost said Princess Bride. And, no, but Princess Diaries.
Okay. Princess Bride is a better movie.
Much.
Agreed.
Much. So, as we always do, we do cups of pixie dust out of 5 for Princess Diaries and only Princess Diaries 1. Kate?
Yeah, so... this movie was going to take a solid 4, like a strong 4, maybe even a 4.5, except my favorite line isn't from this movie. So I'm going to give it a 3.5. Pete?
I'm going to give this a 2.5. I enjoyed it. I'd never seen it before. I wouldn't run out and see it again. You know, if somewhere down the line it was on, I guess I wouldn't turn it off. So 2.5, I think, is appropriate. Steve?
I agree with Pete. 2.5. Going in, I thought it was going to be a 3 from memory, but after watching it, 2.5.
I got to go 1.5. Just because there's so much I have rated as a 2. That if it was on, I would watch it before I watched this, except for maybe like the last 2 minutes with her making the speech while she's wet. That's the only, other than that, yeah. So, yeah.
The other thing about this movie, I wanted to laugh. Like, I was enjoying it enough in the process of watching it, but I kept thinking, like, this should be more, there should be more ha-has in this movie. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of moments where you're like, oh, you know, you give a little smile or whatever. I wanted to laugh more than I did. And I think that's why
laughing it didn't get me for being socially awkward.
But I didn't laugh at that either. No, I don't know. There were a couple of lines and a couple of moments in the movie. When she's at the dinner party, there was a few funny moments, even though they were kind of cliched.
Shout out to Madeline Kahn that I had forgotten made a quick cameo in that. She was the one talked about, you know, talking about something on their cheese when she's looking at the statue with the finger in her mouth.
Oh yes.
String cheese. Okay. That was Madeline Kahn. It's like a 5-second throwaway.
I have a question.
Yes.
That did make me laugh.
One of the reporters at one point, I think, do you guys remember the movie Beethoven?
Yes, she's also in The Nanny. It's the older daughter.
She's in The Nanny. Okay.
We had to look that up.
Okay.
We were watching, like, we go like, who is that? So
I thought, because I saw her and I wasn't like, I was actually more listening to this movie because I was driving home. So I was listening to it more than watching it. But I had stopped to get gas and I was listening to it and I saw her face and I was like, how do I know her? And then I equated it with Beethoven, but you're right. She was on The Nanny.
She's also on The Nanny.
Wild.
Tom.
Okay.
And Derek, I agree. Give her the finger again.
No, mind your business, boys.
We didn't talk about that much. Was I the only one watching it that thought, oh, this is like a remake of Pretty Woman, but PG?
No, you were not.
Were discussing it, too.
I don't see it.
Just so many of the lines that he even threw in there and the actors. And yeah, I did look up to make sure that the one who said this happens all the time, to make sure that it was the same actor. It's also the same actor in Princess Diaries 2 when she flips her car keys and he juggles it and catches it like he does in Pretty Woman. So
I don't see it. I see it more as a My Fair Lady than a Pretty Woman.
Oh my God. Pretty Woman is My Fair Lady.
Yeah. Pretty Woman is My Fair Lady. Like, oh my gosh.
There's just the comp-
Especially because she says, you can't handle this. And he goes, okay, you're right, I was wrong. And then comes back.
Pretty Woman is based on Pygmalion, which My Fair Lady is also based on Pygmalion. Yes. So
But I guess it's the sex and the prostitution and the...
I'm sorry, even less believable as a high schooler with a heart of gold. I mean, come on.
I can sort of see it if I like... I mean, sort of... But like, I don't know. I have trouble seeing it. But.
They need to spiff her up so she's acceptable in the high end society. And then they bring in Larry David to didn't Larry David even do the same thing in that movie? Like where
he was the clothes salesman. Yeah,
right. And in this movie, he was the hairstylist. And that was the moment I was like, oh my God, this is Pretty Woman.
It is Pretty Woman. Yeah. So, Kate, what do we got for Disney Plus news this week?
Oh, let's see. Only one thing. Thunderbolts is being released to streaming purchase on July 1st. This likely means Disney Plus will get the movie early to mid-August. And I had a friend who was in this movie.
Cool.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah.
They play Dead Bad Guy number 8 or something? Or was it a bigger role?
They were one of the military men. They had a line. Like I haven't seen it yet, but yeah, I mean, he was invited to the premiere of it. So
I don't know if everybody's seen it, but I would say based on my viewing of it, I think we should do it.
Yeah. We'll do Thunderbolts
versus Brave New World, which just like was so meh that I didn't feel like. Yeah.
And speaking of Marvel shows that are very likely going to be meh, next week, we're going to be watching the first 3 episodes of Ironheart. It's the Riri Williams, the one of the girls from Black Panther, whatever the new latest one is, Beyond Wakanda or Wakanda Forever or whatever it was. First 3 episodes are out. Actually, they just got released as we are filming this. And they're 44, 50, and 56 minutes. Ooh. So put some time away for this. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be watching it. And to be perfectly honest, how next week goes may determine if we actually review the second set of 3 episodes. Oh,
I kind of feel like if we're going to commit, we should just do it.
I know. I know you do.
I watched all of Andor. I watched all of it.
What?
Uh-huh.
I watched all of Andor. Uh-huh. I watched all of it.
And that was twice this, though.
So. Well, that's why.
That's not fair to Derek. He's not really Star Wars or Marvel.
That's fair.
Yeah. Derek is more Star Wars than Marvel, though, I would say.
Yes.
More, yes, but not really a ton of either one.
I mean, I agree with you, Steve, but like Star Wars, at least he likes some of it.
Yeah, fair.
I haven't read any spoiler reviews, but I've been reading some reviews on it, and meh is probably appropriate. But what I've seen is the ending is really good.
The finale episode is really good. The rest of it's very of the series.
Ironheart. So I feel like if we're going to commit to 3 episodes, we should just commit to 6.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping this was coming out one at a time, but and I actually saw an interview where basically the guy who put this out said, yeah, that wasn't our call. That was above our pay grade as far as the release schedule.
They don't really get to say that. I mean, Andor was the same thing. They didn't. Yeah. I mean, Andor did make sense.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, okay, when does Fantastic Four come out?
So right around July 4th, I think, isn't it?
Well, I'm wondering if they're not wanting to get this out so that Fantastic Four can have the Marvel's talk time. So it's a thought. But guys, if you have
July 25th.
Oh, July 25th. Okay.
Oh, so but Superman is first.
On what we should watch, just because August and September are very, very thin right now. As far as stuff being released, we don't really have any release dates for much. Email us at plusplatoon@gmail.com. Send us suggestions on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anywhere. Look for us. There will be a special on July 22nd. look for, follow our Facebook page and our YouTube page. I will be at Magic Kingdom Park that day, and I will be live streaming at least one, if not both, of the performances of the new Starlight Parade. And maybe even before that, some special other Disney World content. So,
ooh, and here's a trivia question.
Okay.
For people to think about, what Disney ride does have a reference to Riri Williams in it?
To who?
To the main character of Ironheart.
Oh.
Okay. To the character or the actress?
To the character.
Okay. World or Land?
I wasn't expecting an answer this week. I was going to answer it next week.
Okay, we can answer it next week then.
Disneyland, though.
Land, we'll then I have a pretty good idea. So,
yeah.
Guys, yeah, I said new episodes every Thursday for Kate, Pete, and Steve. Gina in the background. We will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews, as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram @PlusPlatoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.